Listen now to the scripture lessons for this, the second Sunday now in the season of Christmas. We're looking, first of all, at the Old Testament book of Genesis once again. In chapter 17, we have the account of the Lord appearing to Abraham once again to remind him of that promise that he had given him, that one of his descendants would be the Savior of the world. And it would be a child that would come from his own body, he and his wife Sarah, who would have this child who eventually would be the ancestor of the Savior. Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will make your descendants very numerous." Abram fell on his face. God spoke with him. He said, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. Your name will not be Abram anymore, but your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a large group of nations. I will make you extremely fruitful, and I will produce nations from you. Kings will come out of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you as an everlasting covenant throughout their generations. I will be your God and the God of your descendants after you." Our first lesson. Take the hymnal now and open to page 93 in the front. We'll join to sing the psalm for today. It's Psalm 72 on page 93 in the front of the hymnal. Our second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4. We'll start at verse 4. This also serves as a sermon text for today. Listen closely. Paul says, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son to be born of a woman, so that he would be born under the law, in order to redeem those under the law, so that we would be adopted as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to shout, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir of God through Christ." Our second lesson. The verse this morning, "Alleluia, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Alleluia." Let us arise now for the reading of the Gospel. This morning's Gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. We'll start at verse 68.
Glory be.
We have the account this morning of Zechariah praising God for not only his son, John the Baptist, who would soon be born and welcome the Savior, but also for the Savior himself. Zechariah says, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited us and prepared redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he said long ago through the mouth of his holy prophets. He raised up salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us in order to show mercy to our fathers by remembering his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant deliverance to us from the hand of our enemies so that we are able to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Our third lesson, Gospel for today.
Praise be to you, O Christ. Praise be to you, O Lord.
now confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. It's on pages 19 and 20 in the supplement. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The sermon hymn then this morning is number 11, hymn 11.